This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, simple but brilliant. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. I came across an old journal article the other day, a very famous one. I wasn't sure what to expect. After all, it was written by a physicist. It could have been filled with complicated mathematics, but it wasn't. The ideas were explained in clear, simple terms, comprehensible to a first-year college student. That's rare for an original paper. The best explanations of an idea usually come years after it's first conceived. The paper? On the Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies, where Albert Einstein introduced the theory of special relativity. As a child, I was fascinated by special relativity. It seemed so mysterious. Time travel became real, not any type of time travel. Most science fiction gets it wrong. The Terminator can't go back and kill John Connor's mother to prevent his birth. But in theory, we can send spaceships out at near light speed, and when they return 1,000 years later, those on board may have aged only a few days. I must have read a half dozen popular books on special relativity when I was younger. They were amazing. Here were unimaginable paradoxes accepted by the scientific community. These popular books were teasers, filled with explanations that seemed too simple. I knew that someday I'd have to learn what relativity was really all about. That time came during my first college physics course, and I was shocked at its simplicity. To this day, I remember thinking, "That's it? That's all there is to it?" But that's the beauty of special relativity. It's not complicated. What makes Einstein's contribution so phenomenal is that he started with two basic premises and followed them to their logical conclusion. Other physicists had been playing with similar ideas for decades, but they never made the leap of imagination Einstein did. They couldn't imagine that time and distance could change with the relative speed of an observer. The idea was too outlandish. Einstein made that leap, and it forever changed how we look at our world. Since Einstein, physicists haven't been afraid to propose the seemingly preposterous. Our world may have more than three physical dimensions. There may be infinite universes, with infinitely more created every instant. Respectable conferences are held. Distinguished papers are published. If a theory explains the world we see, we'll accept it, no matter what strange consequences it entails. Unfortunately, many of these new ideas are complicated. Popular accounts just don't do them justice. Years of mathematics and physics are required to truly comprehend them, which makes Einstein's original paper on special relativity all that much more wonderful. It's a unique opportunity to understand our mind-boggling universe in the words of one of its most inventive minds. I'm Andy Boyd at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.